And we'll turn now to another White House order, the one on immigrants who are here illegally. Here's what President Trump said to Congress last week about the kinds of people his immigration agents are deporting.
We are removing gang members, drug dealers, and criminals that threaten our communities and prey on our very innocent citizens. Bad ones are going out as I speak.
Others are going, too. Some of them have long-standing deportation orders, but the government hadn't considered them a priority until now. NPR's John Burnett has the story of a taco truck owner in Houston.
Hola amigos, muy buenas tardes. Aquí saludándolos de parte de Soy Piero, servidor.
The Facebook page of Tacos de Piro shows the grinning taco king of South Houston inside his truck, throwing gorditas on the grill. Piro is Armando Garcia Mendez, 41 years old. He was born in Guatemala and fled to the United States in 1994 to avoid conscription by the armed forces in the midst of a civil war. He was caught by the Border Patrol and deported the first time. Then he tried again and made it to Houston. Garcia has spent the last 23 years living out the immigrant success story. He started as a restaurant cook and went on to own two taco trucks. But last month, his life changed abruptly. As his wife Rosie tells him, shortly before dawn, 4 weeks ago, Garcia was preparing one of his trucks for the breakfast crowd. Four agents in ballistic vests emblazoned with ICE police rushed out of an unmarked vehicle, handcuffed him, and took him away.
Es mi mano derecha.
He's my right hand. He washed the trucks every day, Rosie says. He bought the meat and the vegetables. I don't know how I'll do it alone. Garcia has had brushes with the law in Houston. His criminal record shows charges for misdemeanor assault, trespassing, and having a fake vehicle inspection sticker. But the charge that got him arrested was the old deportation order from 94. It languished for 23 years under three administrations that didn't go after him. Obama's immigration police, for instance, prioritized serious felons. Trump's Homeland Security Department has said there will be no mass deportations of the 11 million people believed to be in the country illegally. Among those immigrants authorities are aggressively pursuing are the nearly 1 million who have outstanding deportation orders, like Piro Garcia. Garcia's lawyer is Rayed Gonzalez.
Under the Trump administration, he's considered a criminal because he has these three minor offenses. But they equate him, and he's at the same level of somebody that kills somebody.
Asked to comment on Garcia's case, the ICE office in Houston emailed, "We are focused on smart, effective immigration enforcement that targets criminal aliens who present the greatest risk to the security of our communities." This kind of statement outrages the fiercely loyal customers of Piro's Tacos. Paul Eberson, an Army veteran, is a regular.
There's plenty of illegal immigrants here that are breaking the law, selling drugs, prostitution and everything else. That's who they should go after. Not the hardworking people that are trying to make a living, honestly.
There's now a GoFundMe page called Free Piro to help with his legal defense, which looks increasingly bleak. It was started by local attorney Deborah Catlett, who's known Garcia for nearly 20 years.
Piro's just a special person. Not to say he doesn't have his faults, but he's worked hard. He's a taxpaying member of our community.
The government's widening dragnet to round up immigrants who have no legal status has sent a bolt of terror through unauthorized populations.
I'm scared all the time.
Leticia heard about Piro's arrest on social media. She asked to use only her first name because she too is in the country illegally, though she has no pending removal order. For 25 years in Houston, she quietly built a retail business, bought a home, and raised five children. Trump's crackdown has changed everything.
I don't go to the Catholic church anymore. I'm not going too much to the grocery stores. I work and come back to home. And I stay and I tell my kids, please lock the door. Don't open the door to nobody.
Piro Garcia sits in a detention center in Houston, awaiting deportation back to the country he hasn't seen in nearly a quarter century. Meanwhile, his wife Rosie is working 15-hour days to keep the taco trucks open. John Burnett, NPR News, Houston.